night, or we can look at the Toshana and Chester Halach and Chavis of Abbas. There's a lesson by Bishing and Shulchan Aruch that it's like Shmona Esrei. And so the question becomes, what about being sick during benching and talk during benching? What about answering Amen, or if you hear Kedusha or Kaddish or Baruch Hu? So many poskim, these are issues that are not really resolved. Many poskim hold that you can't answer in Kaddish, Kedusha or Baruch Hu during benching, even Bein HaProkim. Chazon Ish holds you can, and the reason would be based on the lesson of Shmona Esrei. The Chazon Ish holds you can even be'emtza haperek, even in the middle of a bracha, you can answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. You know, those aniyos that are called Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. So that's one issue, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. Now, what about Amen? So again, there's an unresolved issue. Certainly in the middle of a bracha, you can't answer Amen to someone else's bracha. The question becomes, after you finish a bracha, between the brachas. So, there are two scenarios. One is that you're not benching the mezumen, or you are benching the mezumen, but we're talking about the other people's brachas, not the mezamein's. So there's a machlokes, and some say you could answer Amen to their bracha. Again, you're between brachas. You finish al ariz al hamazon, and you're sitting around waiting, let's say, for the mezamein, but you're hearing other people also finish and say Allah is on his own, let's say. So some poskim hold you can answer Amen to their brachas. I don't know about Stama bracha, if you heard someone made a bracha, would they hold you can answer Amen to their brachas? To Stama, you hear someone making eights, you know, somewhere. So to me it sounds like yes, you can answer Amen, Bam Tzaharik we'll call it. But the Shem Zalman says, and I think this is a common minig, even though you can't call anything a common minimum. People don't know what to do. So, and he says only you can only answer the mezamein. You cannot answer amen, even bein haprokim. Even to that bracha, you can't answer amen. The only one you could answer amen to is not Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu now. This is amen. The only amen you could answer is bein haprokim to the mezamein, even though he's not doing, you're obviously not doing the real Zimun, where you have to say Amen to his bracha, because he's being motzi you. And we don't have that now, where he's not being motzi you. So some of them hold, but they kept the takona that you can answer Amen to his brachas. Again, if you're Be'em Tzaper too, I'm sorry, Be'en HaProkim, if you're between brachas too. So you can answer only to the Mezamein, not to someone who's not the mezamein, not the other people's amens.
Does it need to be the same bracha that you're between?
Yeah, no, it's only that bracha of the mezamein. It's just from the Zalman. Others talk about anybody, and I think they would say any amen. Because it is for sure holds that any amen, bein haprokim. And he also holds you can answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, even be'emza haperek. But I think, I don't know, it doesn't really happen that often that by benching. Well, it could happen, I guess, if you're eating lunch upstairs and you're then davening mincha down here. It's an unresolved issue. You know, it's hard to give a final psak, so I won't. Okay. We're learning now, if you want to know what to do, let you ask me privately. And I'm happy you're answering on name. You know, that's wonderful. People don't answer on name. People don't make brachas either. But that's another story. Okay, we're learning now Chavis Halvavus. And he's talking about an enticement of the Eight Sahara. We're in Shar Yichon HaMaisa Perakei. That, again, the Chavis Halvavus presents it blatantly. It could be presented more subtly. And that is to do things and you're doing it because you want to be, he calls it, you want to be a role model, you want people to be b'shabeach you, and t'cheim sechot tov bein elokim v'yodom, and he has all of his psukim, shem tov, tov shem mishem em tov, and so you have to take the answer in very, you should be confrontational. Again, these are conversations going on in the mind, which doesn't happen too often anymore either, anyway. But it's a conversation going on in the mind, and you have to confront, be confrontational, say, what do I care what people think of me? I'm not getting anything out of it. If anything, they'll find out how I come up short in my Chumta Hashem, and then that will be bizarreness. So I've got it. They just don't look at me. V'nema l'melech echad, Chazalos goes on to say, again, probably an apocryphal story, v'echor v'loch kvias tlaini, how do you like this guy's laning? Maybe it means literally laning, maybe it means recitation of, no, it means laning. V'echol ore, beautiful voice, v'boki b'tomim shol kriya, amalehem, it was disgusting to me. Why? Beautiful voice, he knew the chop so well. So the Melech said, Heich terev lo kriyasi, Heich terev li kriyaso, how could I have enjoyed it? He is vuhu eino koriyoso, he wants me to enjoy it. He's doing it so that I should enjoy it, and I should hold of him, and I should like his laning. So that's disgusting to me. Vuhu eino koriyoso, the kadesh terev li viyim tzachem beinai b'avura. If I felt that he was leaning carefully and bedikdot, because as an avodas Hashem, that hoisa arevali. This is a big nisoyon that chazonim have, people who lead the tzibur, people want chazonim who daven nicely. That's what the tzibur demands. But then they are faced with an isoyim. Ubalei achizon bepiyutim hachadoshim limtzuchem b'nei adam. They want people, you know, the yeshikoyach. That was a beautiful davening, and you know, so tzad mibaladei akel yisborach. But that's not mukubal eitzel habore. And that's why maybe I think sometimes people don't want to daven for that reason. They probably don't want to daven for the reason is that they have to daven beautifully. The Olam wants that, especially like when they run. And then they are caught in this conundrum that if they daven so that the tzibur should enjoy it, so I guess, I mean, these are subtle chilukim, subtle psychological chilukim. They have to daven so that the tzibur will be inspired by their tefillah, but not that they will get a yashikoyach after the davening. It's very, very hard. And it's almost a serious nefesh to daven. But nowadays it's hard to get a good baal tefillah. I have two of the best baal tefillah in the world sitting here listening to me. And it's a very, sometimes you have to be moser nefesh, I feel. And daven for the amud, even though you're entering this problematic area, which the Chavis HaGadol speaks of. But it's true about every drasha a Rav gives. He wants people to say Yashar Koyach afterwards. I mean, not this Rav. This Rav's happy if he didn't fall asleep. But, well, maybe I should be happy if he fell asleep. At least he got a good nap out of it. But it's also the same Nisayon. The same Nisayon. That, you know, you have to. But again, it's nothing wrong. There's a subtlety here. There's nothing wrong. Maybe by the laning you don't have that subtlety. Because laning is not supposed to be inspiring to the others. So there you're doing it for Hashem or you want the melech to like you. But davening is really, the olam does get inspired by a good baal tefillah, and they could get inspired by a good rasha. So it's more subtle, because you do want the tzibur to enjoy the davening or to enjoy the drasha, but this way they'll benefit from it, which is the purpose. So it's a bit more subtle in those two examples. Even though Chavis HaGadol, the sush tells the chazan, but it sounds like he's talking about like what we don't have any chazanis, Yossel Rosenblatt. You know, I don't know, maybe inspire people too. I don't know. Inspire people? I don't even know what people. I mean, I don't have any shaykhs to chazanas, so I don't even know why people like it. But I guess, did it inspire people? Who knows chazanas? Anybody chazanas? It was beautiful to listen to. It was like listening to an opera, chas v'shalom. Maybe I'm not allowed to say that. But did it inspire people in their davening to listen to a piece of Chazanus? I mean, even Yehuda Rova was a from Yid, a very wonderful from Yid. So I don't know. But if you daven to Hashem should like it, that's okay. That's 100% okay. That's 1,000% okay. I'm talking about what this Melech talked about. Okay, we'll stop here.